Saskatchewan. It's time to talk sports. The all-new Sports Cage is on the air. Be part of the show. Call 936-6262 or toll-free 1-866-767-0620. And we're always online at sportscage.com. 620 CKRM. The all-new Sports Cage with CFL and Saskatchewan Rough Rider legend Glenn Suter is brought to you by Quality Tire. With 9 locations across Saskatchewan, visit qualitytire.ca.
You gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up. Know when to walk away. And know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Oh, yeah, Kenny Rogers. Yesterday's show, when I asked Derek Bidwell his favorite Luke Bryan song, he sang Kenny Rogers the Gambler.
Might need some work to do with him on the students.
Hey, Suits, to bring you on, like, this is the biggest story in the CFL, buddy. We had to tee you up. The Gambler of 2024 so far, the Kenny Rogers Award. Suits, would you go Sean Lemon as well?
Well, I guess so. I mean... first of all, a song that I often play around the campfire, so know nice. The gambler well, yeah.
Nice.
But you know, just this is a topic and a discussion that I think we're going to have moving forward. You know, all sports. There's going to be guys that make poor decisions when it comes to gambling in sports, when there are athletes playing in the game or staff members that would have the inside information on certain players or strategies and things like that. I just, Sean Lemon's always been, a classy guy and a good guy. And this is just a terrible decision because it taints what was a fantastic career. And, it's not like I feel bad for the guy. I mean, at the end of the day, the rules that we have, whether it's in society or with gambling and sports or, enhancing, drug enhancing athletes, you know, all these rules are put in place for the really tiny percentage of people that are going to make these bad decisions and don't care and are going to try to break the rules. The rules aren't made for the majority of people. I mean, good, honest citizens don't need even, you know, they don't need laws because they're going to be good people and they're going to do the right thing and make the right decisions most of the time. It doesn't mean you can't make mistakes, but you make the right decisions most of the time. And this was a poor judgment by Sean Lemon.
Oh.
It taints his career, I think, because it'll create speculation as to, you know, how much did they not find, you know, but as far as suspensions and sort of lifetime bans, because we've seen that in the NBA now, and now we're basically, I mean, he retired, but basically seeing it with Sean Lemon, that's what has to be done. You know, it has to be so punitive that if you decide you're going to put all that you've worked for in your whole career as an athlete, which for most guys started when they were kids, you know, whether it's, you know, big money in the NFL or playing in our league at the professional level and making a living at it, a very good living, you know, you are putting all of that in jeopardy to bet on a game that has 12 players on each side and you're a defensive lineman. I mean, you can't even really, you can affect it, yes, but it's not like a basketball player and it's not a prop bet on a basketball player on the over and under. I'm not marginalizing the offense here. You can't have it. It absolutely has to be, you know, you have to come down hard on anybody who does it and uses poor judgment like this. and you have to ban him for life. No warnings, just done. You're done. That's it. You no longer have the opportunity to play the sport you love professionally because of this decision.
I think you're absolutely, everybody's absolutely delusional if we think this is the only guy.
Oh, I know.
That this comes out not only in the CFL, but in everything. This is going to happen. It might be a monthly occurrence in every sport that this is going to come out. And then the thing that I'm curious about is the pick and choose of lifetime ban. Oh, but that guy makes us a lot of money. Maybe
somebody's going to get hit. Somebody big's going to get hit.
And then what happens, right?
They're going to have to stick by the rule.
I don't know, man. Different strokes for different folks.
So, Suits, the CFL has never been great about being, like, super strict on their discipline. And I noticed that you had said, like, it's got to be a lifetime ban. Do you think that Randy Ambrosi, and if there's a board decision or if this is all the other teams getting together, do you think that they would, because you know this better than anybody, do you think that they'll honestly follow through with that?
That's a great question, because you know the CFL Players Association will jump on board big time. I mean, they're going to fight, especially if it's a young player early in his career. I mean, Sean decided to retire. He probably got news of this and it was going to come out, so he made that decision. But, I think with younger players new to the league and new to their careers, that the PA would probably back them 100% in fighting any kind of ban like that. But they have to be part of the process. I've said for years and years, even when it comes to illegal hits in a game that cause suspension or fines, that the CFLPA, which I'm a big supporter of, should self-govern more. And they should also have a committee that is made up of former players and possibly a coach or two that doesn't necessarily is directly involved with the PA right now, but has the knowledge and background to be able to make the call on whether or not a hit was a bad hit. And if it was, according to the Players Association, then there should be some self-imposed fines or possibly suspensions. And then it's more of a collaborative effort. I know the PA is going to always fight for the guy that the league fines or suspends. However, what about the kid that got hit? What about the guy who might be missing games because of the illegal hit that just happened? You're not protecting him from the PA's point of view. So to your question on gambling, there's got to be some self-governing there too. The PA's got to be equally concerned with this, you know, a possibility to grow more. And by the way, guys, the genie is out of the bottle. We are not putting gambling back.
No.
Not going.
Not when every second ad on TV is online gambling. It's sports betting.
Exactly. It's like when Nancy Reagan, we had the war on drugs, and then we lost that. We're losing the battle against gambling. You just have to buy it.
So, Suits, tonight on the NFL draft, I don't care what channel you're going to watch it on or you're watching on a stream, there will be sports gambling as prominent as probably one of the biggest advertising partners in a situation where these guys are going to pro football.
But, Suits, you're a lot like me. Now, I don't pay close attention to the NFL draft because you know why? Because I'm not fantasy football guy.
No.
And I love watching and gambling on all kinds
of
football. Doesn't matter, even the soccer variety. But you don't follow the draft that closely to your own admission, Suits. But I think this year, and wave the flag high, this is going to be the year the most Canadians have ever been taken in the NFL draft.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm always cheering for Canadians to do well, and it doesn't matter what sport we're talking about, but I honestly, full confession, cannot watch the draft. every player is going to be an all-star according to the panels they put up there. Every player is going to go to the Pro Bowl. Every player is going to be a starting quarterback with big potential. It's just so predictable and OMG boring. Like, please, boring. Who, and by the way, for my job, And I love both leagues. So this is not an NFL thing. I love both leagues. But for my job, when it comes to even the CFL draft, it's a good thing they don't ask me to do the show. I would fall asleep on my own, the show that I'm on. But, you know, I don't mean that Dwayne and the boys don't do a good job of it. I just mean that even when it comes to our own draft where my livelihood depends on it, I look at it after the fact. I look at the players. I look at where they're from. I do the homework there. In fact, that will not really ramp up until they start making cuts and I know what the roster is going to look like for each team as we go into the regular season. That's where I need to get focused more than, you know, who gets drafted in the second round or the first round.
Yeah.
It's a huge day for the players. It's hugely important for the teams to keep building their Canadian content and in the U.S., you know, finding that quarterback or that marquee player that can be a difference maker for them. But as far as a TV show goes, unless I was putting money on it, which I never do, I'm not watching.
You're more, instead of going to the draft or watching a draft, you're more Kenny Rogers by a campfire guy. I get it, Glenn. You're one of us. Okay, to wrap up this segment, I know you watch a lot of sports, like you said, and you're in the broadcast industry. The legendary Bob Cole passes away last night at the age of 90. When you think of Bob Cole, his hockey calls, everything, what do you think of?
Well, I put Bob in and met him a couple of times, watched him for years and years growing up. I put him in the sort of Chris Cuthbert category. I think, you know, those are the two sort of biggest in our country's history in the game of hockey, certainly. And you know what was always, for me, was always so amazing about Bob Cole was the sincerity in the call and the pace and the tempo that he uses and he used when he was ramping it up because the action demanded it. All of that was absolutely real. As you guys know, in our world, whether it's radio, TV, podcasts, whatever you're on, where you're talking about a sport or you're talking about a play or something, you will be exposed quickly if you're faking it. It's like watching a bad Netflix movie. If you're watching a bad movie with actors that aren't getting it done, it just is awful. It's uncomfortable. It's awful. You're looking at it going, this guy can't act. What is he doing? It looks stupid. If you are on TV or on radio, you will get exposed if you're faking it. And Bob Cole never faked it. It was real. It was passionate. When you guys are I get goosebumps when you guys are rolling in all day, the Bob Cole calls, because I hear the passion in them. It's real. He's as excited about Mario Lemieux dancing through five guys as the fans were watching it. And that's real. Yeah. If you manufacture that, you'll be exposed. If you just do it naturally, it's real. And that was Bob Cole.
That's what we wanted to. That's the nerve we wanted to strike with those clips. So
he was a storyteller. And and it didn't matter what team he was doing. He could tell the story, different teams, week to week.
Hey, Glenn, have a good weekend. Have a campfire. And for the record, I think Reuben James is the better Kenny Rogers
song. No. Suter, back me up. Daytime Friends, Nighttime Lovers. That is the best Kenny Rogers song. I love The Gambler, but Lucille. Daytime Friends.
Lucille? Lucille's not bad. Lucille might medal.
Yeah. No, but Lucille, because it's such a story, at least, you know, Love Will Turn You Around from the movie Six Pack, which is very underrated. That's NASCAR before NASCAR was big.
Eastbound and Down. That's number two for me right there.
Gentlemen, and my dad's funeral, I love it. Gentlemen, I love it, but here's the thing about The Gambler. Everybody knows the words to The Gambler, so anyone around the campfire can sing along. That's why it's one of the best songs.
Never try and do it at karaoke.
No,
it's not. You can't hit those.
No, that's a whiskey and a campfire, and somebody has to have an acoustic guitar.
No,
it's missing a string and it's out of tune.
Don't be guitar by the fire guy. Don't.
You're not?
Glenn, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, gentlemen. Take care.
Cheers. Right,
press coverage for Quality Tire, 9 locations across Saskatchewan, qualitytire.ca. It is a sports cage. We got more football talk coming up on the home of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, 620 CKRM.